like it is 11:41 a.m. on your Saturday morning, which means we have time for just one more story. And we are talking about angry fags. So I'm going to start with a quote, which is, "It's only terrorism if it doesn't work. When it works, we call it a revolution." Angry Fags is a political satire set in the age of Trump. This play opens the Mardi Gras Festival with a bang, literally. The play explores our news-obsessed society and a mistrust in the justice system, leading to these people taking justice into their own hands. And I am thankfully joined by the director of the show, Mark Nagel, to give us a little bit more insight into Angry Fags. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Nicole.
So every year the New Theatre produces a Mardi Gras production. In 2017, it was Effing Men. What has changed since then, and what kind of led to your decision to choose Angry Fags for the 2020 production?
Well, the New Theatre has been doing a play for the Mardi Gras Festival for, I believe more than 25 years. And so we're just following in that tradition, which is great. I don't choose the play, a group of play readers select, and it's been in the offing for quite a while. The original version was written in 2013, but Topher Payne, the playwright, rewrote it after the election of Trump as his response to, oh my God, the country's going down the plug hole. And, well, what a great political buffoon to have on the stage or to be referenced. And of course, we all know what's happened since he wrote that play early 2017. And here we are. We were all thinking that Trump would be, relegated to the dustbin of history. But no, he seems to be lingering. But back to your question. yes, I don't choose them. And why do we need theatre connected to the Mardi Gras Festival? I'd like to reach out with that part of the question. Oh, it's really, really important because the arts festival around Mardi Gras is, it's fairly small, and there's the obvious things of, loads of cabaret and music and comedy, and that's great. I love that the theatre tradition continues because theatre's been with us for thousands of years. It's the way we tell stories, telling it live. And every year, the type of play the new theatre hunts out for Mardi Gras, they just get better and better, and it's not ghetto theatre, it's theatre for everybody. It just happens to be at Mardi Gras time, and it reflects so many pockets of society. So I wouldn't want your listeners to think in any way it's just a limited in-house joke type play. No, it's a play for everyone.
Yeah, and the play's been described as deliciously subversive. So could you give us a little taste of what it's like and maybe set the scene for us? Because as I know, it's set in Georgia, which is quite interesting.
Exactly. I had the luxury of going to Savannah, Georgia many years ago.
Wow.
Beautiful town.
I love Savannah.
And I've been through Atlanta Airport. That's about it.
It's enough.
I lived in Mexico. But Atlanta's got those Gone with the Wind connotations and that southern gentility. And Topher Payne writes with a great richness of the English language. It's very got a lovely rhythm. So amongst that rhythm, there is this subversive element of what is being said and what has happened, what is said up against an action. So this is the land of black comedy and of satire and parody. And this is great to play in and to direct, and it's great for the audience because you give a situation comedy. The actors are there performing in a true state, in reality, but the world is crumbling around them. And isn't that how we all seem to be living? So how subversive it is, I'm not too sure. I think it rips off the subversive lid and we're allowed to look into other people's world and see, hey, the human condition, we are all living and suffering the same thing around us. Our leaders, our politicians, those people who get into pulpits, those people who run newspapers and television stations, and might I say radio stations, seem to me They think the population were a bunch of marionettes and they just put the strings on, and we get manipulated with false news, and we are spoon-fed what they want us to experience. So it's every human's right to challenge that at all possible times. And that's what happens in this play. Two people decide to take on the world, to challenge this situation, that they will not be pushed around anymore. And without exposing too much of the plot, they take it to the nth degree. And if you take anything to the nth degree, well, if you're victorious, you will be celebrated and there'll be statues erected to you and you'll be in the history books. If, however, you go out with guns blazing and your reputation is maligned, then you are the loser. History is written by the victors, and therefore, if you're the losers, you will be branded terrorists. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
So this show touches on the idea that politics as theatre we use to distract ourselves. Is that something that resonates with you as a director?
Well, that is a line in the show, and yes, I really embrace that line. I'm not a political animal in any way, shape or form. You know, I see politics for what it is. It is it is a three-ring circus. It is full of possibly failed actors, failed, judges or people who wanted fame. And therefore, I don't have a lot of time for politics because I think it's pissing in the wind, really. But I want to have a voice, and I want to demonstrate to myself that I'm concerned about society. I'm responsible for changing society or for exposing those of us who want to see the faults of society. And that's what I love about theatre, because it gives me the chance to direct my intellect and my passion into a project, embracing somebody else's words, embracing somebody else's scenario, but you can fashion it to say what you want to say. I wouldn't direct a piece which I didn't believe in. Even if there was a bum line, I would have great difficulties even embracing that, and I'd have to really think about interpreting that or getting it said in the right way or somehow separating myself. So yes, one of the characters does say that. I mean, everybody likes the show, and the world of politics is a fascinating watch. Since doing the show, I've actually started to get more interested in watching and reading more about American politics in particular, and what's gone down in this country in the last couple of months in particular. You never know where the next monster, dictator, ogre is. They're lurking around the corner. And I think as theatre makers and audiences go to the theatre and hear these stories and open the debate. Theatre's not here to answer. It's just to serve up the questions. So go home and come up with your own answers.
Totally, I definitely agree. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning to talk more about Angry Fags.
Thank you very much.
So you just heard from Mark Nagel, the director of Angry Fags. The show will run from the 6th of February to the 7th of March. You can check it out at the New Theatre.